As Jason comes up, Jason is the senior pastor at Elmbrook Church. And I asked him just a little bit ago, you know, when were you called into ministry? And he said it's been 22 years ago that he was called into ministry. And his first assignment in ministry was a middle school pastor. And he says he was the worst.
Terrible.
Terrible. I don't know if it was you or the kids, but it was you.
Yeah.
Okay. I love how God takes us from one place, and through his great plan, he works and he grows and he develops us. I got to tell you, I've been doing middle school for 21 years, and I'm there. It's awesome. So Jason and his wife, Heather, and their four kids are here with us this week. It's going to be a great week. And before, Jason, you tell us about what you're going to be speaking on and just share with that, I'd like to take a moment and pray with you. So let's just pray. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for bringing each individual here, and we thank you for what you have planned for us this week. Lord, I thank you for bringing Jason, and I ask, Lord, that you will just use this vessel of yours to speak truth and life to us. Lord, I pray that he will just, as he gets up and speaks, that he will just speak your word. I ask your blessing on him. I pray that he will also have a blessed time with his family and that they will be able to connect and enjoy in that way as well. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
When you're done, Ron, I'll come with you.
Okay, great. Well, it was great to be with you. I won't keep you very long here. Just wanted to introduce myself a little bit. My wife, Heather, and I, and our four kids, we've been coming to Fort for the last 3 years. And prior to that, people would come up to me from my church and people I knew, and they would say, "Have you been to Fort?" And when they said that, they'd have like this glazed look that came over their eyes. They almost looked possessed. How many of you asked somebody that question? Have you been to Fort? It was crazy. And I thought, where's this Fort? Is it somewhere? Do they build a fort somewhere? And it was just this amazing passion for this place they called Fort, and I had no idea where Fort was. And then I found out about Fort Wilderness, and now I go to everybody, you need to come to Fort. You just have to come to Fort. Whatever you do, clear your schedules. Don't go to Disney World. Come to Fort. So I hope you guys enjoy this week. I hope you enjoy the time together as a family. In our sessions together, we're going to be looking at what I call big questions. A lot of people think of Jesus as the one who gave answers, and there's some truth to that, but actually he asked more questions than he gave answers. He was asked questions 300 times. He only answered three of them,